Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey!
Hi!
Happy Monday.
Oh, yeah. I'm
it's
just kidding.
Monday.
Like, I'm surprised. It's July the 27th. We're almost through July and then into August. Never do I wish life to pass me by except for right now. So, you know, as each month in 2020 draws to an end, I get a little bit more excited because I'm like, okay, the end is near. I see a light at the end of the tunnel.
We're just one more day towards the end. It might not be near.
But you know what's funny is I used to think that way.
Real talk.
I used to think that way, yeah. And it's like, yeah. When is the end?
Well, I don't know, but the consensus is that most people in the know believe that we should, around the end of the year, maybe early 2021, have a vaccine ready for distribution.
Yeah, so. Man. So it's like I was like that, but it's like now I'm just enjoying every day of my life. Starting yesterday. Yeah.
Well, look at you, Mr. Happy-go-lucky.
I mean, you have to be. I mean, you have to make the best of it. I mean, what's the saying? You're given oranges, you make them lemons, or what are you? What
is definitely not that. Well, that is.
You give them a fruit, right? I mean, what's the saying?
Lemon, you make lemonade.
That's what I'm talking about. You feel me. I know you guys feel me.
Here's some oranges. Now make some lemons.
Like, this is our life. And if you just put it all on pause, like hoping for things to change, this is our life. So, I feel like, yeah, like Alex said, you have to be happy with what we have.
Like, you know what my biggest...
I don't think you have to be happy, because I'm not.
But what can you do?
You have to try to be happy.
Yeah, you have to try. No one can make anyone do anything, but you just... Look, you could either be unhappy, or you could just try to make the best. I mean, it's like, it reminds me of my parents whenever I went to, like, places I didn't want to go. They're like, just make the best of it. And that's just what I'm doing. Like, right now, my biggest issue right now is not the world. It's the fact that I've had a splinter for 3 days. And I'm a big man. I mean, I'm pretty strong. I cannot believe a splinter can take me down.
Like, I mean,
I'm in so much pain, and I can't get it out with a tweezer.
Why do paper cuts hurt the most? It's a simple little cut by a piece of paper.
Bro, exactly.
What's the deal with you not being able to get it out with a tweezer? Get in there.
I need to get like I need like a needle or like a razor blade. Like, it's deep. Like I can't. Maybe I have cheap tweezers. I don't know. I mean, it's just something
that's
bothering me.
Get some tweezermans and go to town.
But Booker, it's like a bump now, and you can see the head of whatever's in there.
Ooh.
I mean, it hurts, bro.
Well,
so if I go down mid show, bro, you know, tell my wife and family we went down from a splinter.
Rest in peace on the splinter. Hey, good morning. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. And coming up in just a few minutes, we've got this weird world that we're living in. Scenarios that may come up, awkward scenarios that may come up that surround coronavirus and how to handle them. That's in 3 minutes.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
This just in, basically, Washington is going to go with an interim name during the 2020 season. It will call itself the Washington Football Team.
What?
That's what they came up with? That name sounds like someone trying to talk about sports who knows nothing about sports. It's like, I love the Washington Football Team. Of course, they love the New York Hockey club team, too.
It's a weird world we're living in, and we're learning new things and figuring out new ways to do old things all the time. So my son is in football, and we have to sit 6 feet away from other parents, and we have to wear masks even though we're outside at a park just because they're trying to be super careful about everything. Mm-hmm.
Public places, man. Good for y'all.
And I appreciate that, and I really do respect it, except there are these two dudes, Mr. Robert, who is a grandfather to one of the kids and just the nicest guy in the whole wide world, and he brings along Todd Long, his co-on guy. They cut yards together. Todd. Todd's funny. And we introduced ourselves. I thought his name was Charles, but his name is Todd. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, my name is Brad. And he's like, oh, cool, nice to meet you again. And reaches out his hand to go in for a shake. And I'm like, oh, man, what do I do? Well, I didn't want to be mean. No, I didn't know what to do. I knew I had hand sanitizer in my pocket. I could quickly apply it. All this stuff's going through my mind. So I'm like, okay, what's up? And I gave him a loose handshake. And he's like a man. You know, like, I'm like, he's going to think that I'm just a weak, you know, whatever. But I'm like, well, I have to do it. So I went in, I gave him a handshake. Instead of thinking, why don't I just go for the knuckles or the, you know, it's just, it happens so quickly. It's like one of those, no, what are you doing type of moments. So I went in, I gave him the handshake, and I then immediately quickly applied hand sanitizer. Dude. It's weird, though. There are a lot of things that are going to happen as we start trying to get back to some kind of normal during the pandemic. So we have five scenarios that you might encounter in these situations, and here is how to handle them, okay? So here we go. You encounter someone who's wearing their mask incorrectly. What do? To me, I just leave them alone. You know,
totally.
Whatever.
I leave them alone. I see that guy or girl all the time. I see them wearing it under their nose, and they're just covering their mouth.
Yes.
And I'm like, what's the point? I even see sometimes people wearing it just on their chin and their mouth and nose exposed. I'm like, what's the point?
For starters, try to be patient, they say. At least they're trying. We're all on a learning curve with the mask.
Bro, it's a mask.
I don't know about that, but if it's a family member or a friend, they'll be like, can you please, come on, let's go. Let's
if
get
you're
it together.
Talking with them, gently mention their mask is slipping down or mimic pulling your mask up. You can also thank them for wearing a mask at all so that they know that you're just trying to help.
See, what I would get away with my personality is not a lot of people could, but I would tell that person, I remember wearing my first mask. You know what I mean?
Right.
Being
right.
A smart, you know what, about it, and hopefully they adjust it and fix it.
So you're in some weird situations now. Five potentially awkward coronavirus situations and how to handle them. Your friends or family members call COVID-19 a hoax on Facebook.
Oh,
what do you do?
Again, it's like, leave it alone. I don't want to go
leave
down that
alone.
Road.
Don't engage with them online, because social media is not a good place to have that conversation. If you are going to try to talk with them, keep your emotions in check and stay away from personal anecdotes. Attacking them for their beliefs is just going to make them get defensive and shut down. And for some people, denial is a coping mechanism, so you might never get through to them.
I mean, here's the thing. In my opinion, fighting on Facebook is never going to result in the outcome.
I agree, Sarah.
I don't think there's ever a time where somebody says one thing and you disagree with them that they're going to come over to your side while talking through comments on Facebook. It just solidifies the person stronger into what they believe, in my opinion.
So number four, your friends want to get together at a restaurant. So I have a friend that I haven't seen in a long, long time, and we keep talking about, you know, trying to connect. I didn't know exactly how he felt about meeting up to go to dinner, so I was like, hey, you know, let's get together for dinner if you feel comfortable. He's like, yeah, I'm okay with like meeting up at a patio or something. I'm like, okay. Well, some people just aren't comfortable going out at all. After months of being locked down, some people are ready to flood into bars and restaurants, while other people prefer riding things out at home a little while longer. If you get an invite to a restaurant and you're anxious, let your friends know and ask if they would be open to an alternative, like going somewhere with outdoor dining, like my buddy, or picking up to go and doing a picnic outside. If they still insist on being indoors, thank them for the invite and let them know you'll join another time. Finally, five potentially awkward coronavirus situations and how to handle them. Number five, your neighbors are being too noisy during a lockdown. How would
what does that even mean?
They're just acting like a fool. They're being crazy, having parties. What do you? What would you say they recommended you do about it?
Be louder.
No, no, wait, nothing. Do nothing about it because you want to keep the peace because it's already a crazy, rough time. And also, you're not law enforcement. You don't enforce anything. Just let the proper people take care of that. You don't try to do it.
Boom, boom. Unless it's completely disrupting your sleep or your ability to work from home, consider just letting it go. We're all a bit stressed out right now and trying to blow off steam these days. If the noise is too much, try texting or calling them or even leaving a kind note at their door. There
Good
you go.
Tip.
Man, by the way, got a text at 51993 of someone saying, Booker, you could fix the handshake thing by always having two beers in your hand. Or a drink.
Idea.
Think about it. Having your hands full?
Yep. We long for the touch of another human. That's why being locked up sucks so bad because we haven't been able to actually go out and date, but we're doing it now. And we've got two Austin singles looking for love. We're going to see if they're compatible with the segment called Hook Up or Hang Up.
Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose? Hey, hey. Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose?
Alex and Sarah, say hi to Brianna.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Brianna. So, Philip is on hold right now. He's a cool dude that we think you might like, but before we get him on, hear about you. Tell us about yourself and then what it is you're looking for in a guy.
Yeah, so I went to UT.
Hey.
And I am a social media marketer. I actually work from home and have been working from home for the last few years and love it. But because of it, I really want somebody who wants to travel with me, who works as much as I do, but really wants to get out there and see the world. That's like number one for me. And somebody who also loves dogs. I love my dog, Skimpy. He is the love of my life. So
Skimpy.
If he doesn't get along with him or he's allergic, then I don't think I could be with him. Red flags for me are somebody who smacks their gum at the table or smacks their food at the table, I truly cannot handle it. And then a guy who is too close with his mom.
Oh, man.
All right.
Those are all great things. Let's see if Philip is compatible. Alex, Sarah, Philip!
Hey!
Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man. Hi. We have Brianna on the phone if you want to say hi.
Hello, Brianna.
Hi, I like your voice.
There you go.
Good start.
Yours isn't so bad.
Is it possible to determine whether you're compatible with someone after only 60 seconds? We're about to find out. Brianna, we're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You'll have a chance to ask Philip as many questions as possible. At the end, we're going to ask you to either say hook up if you want to continue the conversation. We'll pay for the date. Or if you're not feeling it, literally hang up the phone. So here we go. 60 seconds with Brianna and Philip starts right now.
Okay. If you could be someone else for the day, who would it be?
Ooh.
I would be Bruce Willis.
Good question.
Okay. That's weird. What's your ideal holiday destination?
Oh, definitely Cabo.
Or Nakatomi Plaza.
Okay, what's your favorite food?
Cheeseburger.
And if you were to go on a desert island, what would you bring?
Probably a book of Harry Potter.
Nice.
These are some great questions. So, Philip, you want to give Brianna a break and ask her a question?
Yeah.
Okay, are you a night in or night out kind of person?
Night in kind of person with my dog, Skimpy.
Okay. Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
All right.
Okay.
Brianna, right. Time is up, but do you have any last question for Philip?
I guess my last question is, do you love dogs?
With all of my heart.
Okay.
With all of his heart.
Yeah.
Cute, guys. The questions, I'm going to write these down.
No joke. And you were
so
on
much
it.
Better than what's your favorite color.
Right.
All right. Well, is this a match? We're going to find out, guys. Here we go. If you want to continue on with this conversation, we're going to pay for a date, but you have to say hook up, okay? If there's any part of you that's like, I don't know about this, then hang up the phone. So here we go. Hook up or hang up. How are we feeling, guys?
50-50.
Pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Brianna and Philip. Let's hear it in 3, 2, 1.
Hook up.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Wow.
I figured.
Was there anything, Brianna, that Philip said that made you go, okay, yeah?
It was really the dog thing at the end. The only thing I need to ask him about is Bruce Willis, because I think that's
right.
Really random.
What's up with Bruce Willis?
I mean, Chris Pine or anything. I mean, come on, bro.
I'm a huge diehard fan. I don't know. I would just love to be in his shoes for a day. Just to feel that cool walking down the street just sounds really great.
He didn't wear shoes in Die Hard, bro. He was barefoot and bloody the whole time.
Touché.
That's so funny. All right, guys, we'll send you off for a date. And all we ask is that you keep us posted and let us know how it goes, okay?
You bet.
Okay, you got it.
Bet.
Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose? Hey, hey. Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose?
What's trending is coming up next, and what did Kylie Jenner do for her kid? You'll never believe it in 2 minutes.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, y'all, rest in peace, Regis Philbin, who passed away on Saturday. He was 88. Some reports say he died of heart disease, but while he's had heart issues in the past, his family says that he died of natural causes. Here's a little brief montage of some of his work.
I would not like you to meet Regis Philbin.
Coming up next on the premiere edition of Live with Regis and Kathy Lee.
Here are Regis Philbin and Kelly Ripa.
1, 2, 3. I'm out of control.
And then the third daughter broke her leg. I mean, it never ends in your place.
What? No.
Just what the hell is that? Daughter Grace just got her big break. Well, I was close.
Welcome to America's Got Talent.
Which of these U.S. presidents appeared on the television series Laugh-In?
Richard Nixon, that's my final answer.
He's won $1 million.
I have no regrets. I received an opportunity to do something that I always wanted to do.
Thank you very much for these great years together. God bless you all, and I hope I see you again real soon.
Thanks, everybody.
Regis had an incredible 60-year career beginning in 1961 when he hosted his first talk show, The Regis Philbin Show. He's best remembered now for co-hosting Live with Regis and Kathy Lee, Live with Regis and Kelly for more than 20 years, for hosting the initial run of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And y'all, I don't know if you remember, but he hosted the first season of America's Got Talent.
That's what I was about to say. I just learned from listening to that he was the host of that.
What a gem.
Here's my favorite fact about Regis Philbin. Regis Philbin holds the Guinness Book of World Records for the most hours in front of a television camera. Nobody in history has been on TV more than Regis Philbin.
Oh, like in total.
Right.
Oh, I thought like standing there like it starts now. And
no. Cumulative.
Okay.
Lee Gifford said, Regis, there will never be another. And she later added, there are no words to fully express the love I have for my precious friend Regis. I simply adored him and every day with him was a gift. We spent 15 years together bantering, bickering, and laughing ourselves silly. A tradition and a friendship we shared up to this very day. There has never been anyone like him and there never will be. Kelly Ripa, in a joint statement with Ryan Seacrest, said, quote, we are beyond saddened to learn about the loss of Regis. He was the ultimate class act, bringing his laughter and joy into our homes every day on Live for more than 23 years. We're beyond lucky to have him as a mentor in our careers and aspire every day to fill his shoes on the show.
Rest in peace, Reg. In lighter news, Kylie Jenner has bought her 2-year-old daughter, Stormy, a $200,000 pony, y'all.
Come on now.
I mean, in the times where people are waiting for another stimulus check, times that people are losing their job, she's going out and buying $200,000 ponies. Basically, do the math. It breaks it down for someone just normal like me. It's like me buying my 3-year-old daughter a $20 pony. This is nothing to her. The pony's name is Frozen, by the way, and I've seen a picture of the pony on Instagram. The pony looks like something out of Frozen. It's amazing. It's a beautiful pony. The pony's from the Netherlands. The pony is 17 years old. I don't know how many I mean, Booker, you're the big racing fan here. Pony, horse, kind of. Is 17 old or young?
Let me put it in perspective. The thoroughbreds that run, like during the Triple Crown and the Derby, the Preakness, and Belmont Stakes, they're all 3-year-olds.
Oh.
So that.
Wow.
17's pretty old, yeah.
It doesn't sound like a good deal.
Like, really old. Does the pony have a name, Alex?
Yeah, Frozen.
Frozen, bro.
Oh, that's right. But you kept saying, you said Frozen, and I thought that was so cute, and I heard it, and then I pictured a white pony. But then you kept saying the pony, and I was
exactly.
Like, wait, what?
Yeah.
You nailed it. It's a white pony. It's named Frozen.
17 is like hold on, I'm going to Google that. How long does a horse live?
I don't know. I'm going to tell you right now, no one buys a 17-year-old car for that much. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. But the deal is, the pony's coming from the Netherlands. It has to be in quarantine for 14 days before it takes up residence in a barn near Kylie's home in Calabasas. I cannot make this stuff up, y'all.
According to Wikipedia, Sarah, 25 to 30 years for a domestic horse is a good life expectancy. But 17 is, I mean, I would say 17 so would be comparable to like 70-something, wouldn't you say?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying it doesn't sound like a good deal.
Taylor Swift shocked everybody Thursday when she announced that she was releasing an album called Folklore that night. And according to Variety, it sold more than 1.3 million copies worldwide in 24 hours. It broke the global record for first day album streams.
Nobody has had those numbers in years. I mean, that's just insanity.
Yeah, it was also the most streamed pop album on Apple Music in 24 hours. We'll have the official numbers later this week. And Kanye, you know, said he was going to put an album out on Friday. It never showed up. On Saturday, he unveiled the cover art, but never explained the delay. But who cares? It was all about Taylor Swift. I listened to that album a lot this weekend. If you haven't checked it out, like, listen to it. It's probably the music Taylor should be making. It's, like, awesome. It's really good vibe music, too. It was raining over the weekend. I was driving, and I was like, ooh, this is such a good album to put on right now. It's called Folklore, and congrats to Taylor Swift. 1.3 million copies worldwide. She's rich.
Here's a single from that album called Cardigan.
I knew you dancing in your Levi's, drunk under a streetlight. I knew you hand under my sweatshirt, baby, kiss it back.
There is a cardigan that you can buy on her website, and she wore it in an Instagram post, and then she was sending it out to different people. So, like, for example, I saw Kelsey Ballerini had a cardigan from Taylor Swift. Also, Monica from Cheer, the head cheer coach of Navarro College, got a cardigan from Taylor Swift over the weekend with a personal message. And I was like, oh, girl, you have made it if you got a package. If you were on that list from Taylor, like, you know, moment made.
Regis Philbin died on Saturday at the age of 88. Kylie Jenner bought her two-year-old daughter a $200,000 pony. And Taylor Swift sold 1.3 million copies of Folklore in just 24 hours. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7 and streaming on the Radio.com app. Sometimes when you're dating someone or just started talking to someone, they seem like they're normal, but then they do something that makes you question whether or not it's cool or it's creepy. So we're here to answer that question for you in a segment we call Keeper or Creeper.
Are they a keeper or a creeper? Na 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 na.
Hey, Alex and Sarah, say hi to Liam.
What's up, Liam?
Hello.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Liam is on the fence about a girl that he's been dating, needs to know if she is a keeper or a creeper, and we're going to help you out, but we have to know what the situation is.
So more or less, you know, we've gone on a couple times, and she seems really cool, really awesome. We always have great conversation. But the weird thing is, what I've noticed is every time we've gone out to eat, everything she eats is served in a bowl with a spoon. And when I asked her about it, she said she had some traumatic incident with, like, a fork as a kid or something. So now she only eats with spoons. Hmm. And it's one of those things where it's weird to see somebody eating, like, their salmon in a bowl. Like, it just doesn't seem right to me.
With a spoon, too. Oh, that's awesome.
So you know this girl's not going to fork.
Dude.
I mean, like I said, she's great, but she's been kind of throwing me off a little bit.
Oh, what a good reaction.
All right, this is interesting. So she had a traumatic experience with a fork in her childhood. So
I want to know more about it. Seriously. Yeah. That's her business. Wow. It's not your story to tell.
Right, not your story.
Yeah, it's not my story to tell. She wouldn't even tell me. I tried to get more out of her, but apparently it's kind of a... It's a no-go with that conversation.
No-go.
For whatever reason.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. Could you handle that, Alex?
Oh, 100%. I love it. I do this all the time. It's like the fat kid in me, like, that just wants to scoop it all in, like, just get it all in. I love it. I just think it's so much easier eating everything in a bowl with a spoon.
Okay. So this is an easy one for you.
Oh, totally.
Sarah Osbourne.
You know, it's funny because my stepdaughter the other day asked a question, a very important question to the group. If you only could choose two utensils to use for the rest of your life, would it be a fork, a knife, or a spoon? And I was like, spoon all the way.
Uh-huh.
And then maybe like a knife. But I think that like the consensus was like you can do a lot with the spoon because you can cut things with the spoon just like you can with a fork. Anyway, it doesn't creep me out at all that she uses a spoon. I get it. She has fear of a fork. And like Alex said, there is something really comforting about scooping the food up.
Seriously.
It's like you can get more in.
Okay. By the way, riveting conversations you're having there at the Light household. Wow.
Hey, yeah. Dude, we're in a pandemic, man. Cut her some slack.
I guess so. I mean, while it is a bit odd, you're right, Sarah. You cannot eat soup with a fork. So there are worse things in this world than a woman that refuses to eat with a fork. So what do you do? Like with steak, you just...
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
You got a knife, but then you eat it with... That's bizarre.
Oh. What else? What's another food that would be weird to eat with a spoon? Like, what else would be weird? I feel like
any type
steak
of meat.
Is really...
Yeah. Mm. Chicken.
Pork chops, chicken, anything would be weird with a spoon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, but it still gets in the mouth.
I mean, true that. Even more gets in the mouth.
Y'all are weird. But I don't think it's weird enough not to date us.
There you go.
There you have it, Liam. You got 1, 2, 3 keepers.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I guess I'll power through.
His current record is 1,449 wins with just 124 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are reading for Lena. Lena lives in Pflugerville. She makes the commute to Round Rock, where she works as a lab analyst. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Lena!
Hey! Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Lena, I am about to leave the room. Go somewhere private, and then you're going to answer some pop culture trivia questions. I'm going to wish you a big round of good lucks, and then whenever you're finished, I'll be back to answer the same 5, and obviously the objective here in this game is to try to answer more correctly than me.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm so weird today.
I don't know either.
Oh, man. All right, Lena. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck.
Okay. Maya Rudolph from Saturday Night Live is 48 years old today. What political figure did she play last season that could also be Joe Biden's VP nominee?
I don't know how to say her name. Kamala Harris or something.
Okay. Taylor Swift has a brand new album. It dropped last week. What is the name of her brand new album?
Folklore.
So, Mark Paul Gosselaar is going to do a podcast where he watches Saved by the Bell for the very first time and then talks about it, because apparently he never watched it. What character did he play in Saved by the Bell?
Zach Morris.
Maroon 5 has a new song out called Nobody's Love. Adam Levine has 2 girls. Which of the following names is the name of one of his girls? Dusty Rose, River Rose, or Zuma Nesta?
I'm just going to say River. I have no idea.
And finally, Sandra Bullock turned 56 years old yesterday. She was in the Talk of the Town Netflix movie in 2018 that had Bird in the title. What was the name of that movie?
Oh, gosh, I watched this. Bird Box? Something like that? I don't know. Bird Box? That's what I'm just going to go with.
Okay. We'll bring him back in.
Booker! Hey,
hey.
She did so good. She got 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yay.
That's how Lena rolls.
That's amazing. Wow. Oh, man.
I literally listen to this every day, and I did not think I was going to do good at this.
Well, you did. That's awesome. Phenomenal.
And it's a Monday.
Wow, wow, wow.
Ready?
All right, bring it on, Sarah.
All right, Maya Rudolph, 48 years old today.
Yep.
She played what political figure on SNL last season that could also be a VP nominee for Joe Biden?
She could be. Kamala Harris.
Yes. Taylor Swift dropped a new album last week. I've listened to it 5 million times.
Me too. It's so good. All weekend long. On repeat. I don't know which song's my favorite. What's it called? Is that what you asked?
Yeah, what's the album called?
Folklore?
Mm-hmm. So Mark Paul Gosselaar has a new podcast where he's going to watch Saved by the Bell for the very first time because apparently he never watched it. He says he doesn't even, I don't even remember anything.
Speaking of, do you know what his podcast is called, Alex? I know Sarah does because she wrote this.
Well, hold on. Let me ask the question first.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
What character did he play in Saved by the Bell?
Zach Morris. Hence the name of the podcast, Zach to the Future.
That's so funny.
Maroon 5 has a new song called Nobody's Love. Mm-hmm. Adam Levine has two daughters. Which of the following names is one of the names of his child? Dusty Rose, River Rose, Zuma, Nesta.
Dusty Rose, I think, is the correct answer. That sounds very familiar, but I'm not sure if I'm getting it confused with the professional wrestler from Austin, Texas, known as Dusty Rhodes.
That's funny.
But I'm going to go with the first one, yes.
Yeah, Dusty Rose is Adam's daughter. River Rose is Kelly Clarkson's daughter. And Zuma Nesta is Gwen Stefani's child. You got it? They're all voice coaches.
Yeah,
you get it?
I see what you did.
Booker didn't get it.
I did not. Finally, I did not click with me. Mm-mm. Wow.
Sandra Bullock is 56 years old as of yesterday.
Holy crap,
was in
she
a
still
horror
looks
film
amazing.
That was the, I know, Talk of the Town on Netflix with Bird in the title. What was it called?
Bird Box.
Yeah, he got all of them right.
Oh, how about that? Lena, thank you so much for playing.
Thanks for having me. I'm Lena from Pflugerville, and I can't beat Booker.
All right.
Good try. So good.
Coming up next, it is our most popular segment ever. It's Waiting by the Phone, and y'all, this is a good one. Paul and Rachel went out, and it went fast, yet Rachel is not committing to a second date. Find out why. It's all about tattoos. It's on the way in just a few minutes on Mix 94.7, or you can listen on your phone in the radio.com app. And Ghosted, reach out to us, and we're going to help you get some answers. It's Waiting by the Phone. Alex and Sarah, let's say hello to Paul. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys.
What happened with Rachel? It seems like you guys had a really good date.
Yeah. See, Rachel and I met online. We really had a connection. I mean, we chatted until like 3 a.m. one morning on the phone, and we made plans to see each other the very next day, you know?
Good.
We all just charged forward really fast, as fast as it all started, you know. And I gotta say, it ended just as fast as it started.
We're not laughing at it, but it's just
right. Wow. Wait, so you guys did meet up, and it
y'all
did not go
till
well.
3 a.m.
We met up, but I've had trouble like getting her to meet up again. It's not like she's ghosting me per se; like she's not totally ignoring me, but suddenly she's really busy.
Right.
She can't really lock down a time anymore. Right. I think she's like dodging the question, you know?
It's difficult going from talking to 3 a.m. and everything being awesome to, I don't know.
Seriously.
Let's give her a call and see what she says.
Hello.
Hi, Rachel.
Yes.
Good morning.
Rachel.
Thanks for answering the phone. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7, and we're doing the morning show with Waiting by the Phone. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm great today. How are you?
Fantastic.
Good.
I want to let you know, full disclosure, that we also have Paul on the phone because he was the one that initially contacted us just to see if we can try to help him find out what went wrong on your date.
Hi, Rachel. Yeah.
Oh, hi, Paul.
What he told us was that you guys immediately hit it off when you met online and chatted till the wee hours of the morning, went out, and then now he gets the feeling that you're not really eager to lock down a second date.
Well, I'll just tell you about my experience. It's true. I was really excited to meet Paul. We did talk. We talked so much before the date, and I was so excited to meet him, and I get to the spot, and it's this cute place, and let me tell you, I am not exaggerating when I say, and Paul, I think, knows this, but the first thing that you really notice about Paul is he has this very intricate, very lovely, but also very striking tattoo on his forearm of a woman's face with her hair
Blowing in the Wind. She's very beautiful. And I asked him about it because it's, you can't miss it. And he said it was his ex. So that was kind of jarring. He asked me if it was okay, you know, because I think he noticed that I was a little bit put off.
Wait, hold on. What did you tell him when he asked you that?
Yeah.
Well, I said that I was okay with it, but I mean, we just met. I didn't really want to start off after we had this amazing connection and say, not cool.
Right.
So that obviously very, very much bothered you.
Oh, yeah. Looking at somebody's text, their face, like right in front of this person you're meeting and hoping to have a connection with, it's just a lot.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you not like tattoos?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I have no problem with tattoos. I mean, my best friend has, you know, she's like getting a lot of stuff on her arm right now, and it's gorgeous. I mean, I think the tattoo is, it's beautiful.
Do you have any?
It's just, no, I mean, I don't have any, but I don't have a problem with tattoos.
Right.
It's just not something that I want to see on the arm of someone I'm dating.
Yeah, like an axe.
The constant reminder. Yeah.
Well, and I didn't mention this, but I could tell there was writing. It was very artistic, but I kept glancing at his arm throughout our time together. Mm. And it actually says Jess. I mean, it says a name on there.
Oh, it has her name. So, like, not only are you going to be reminded of her and how beautiful she is, but
exactly
of her name.
Paul, has this been a problem before?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's come up a little bit before. And I've thought about getting the tattoo removed or, like, recovered or reimagined in some way.
Reimagine, like it's a Disney ride.
I mean, seriously. That's funny, though. I love that.
Thank you. I like to think of it kind of like that. Because, like, look, the thing is, Jess wasn't just, like, an ex that came and went. She was my
Is she still alive?
Right.
Yeah.
Good question.
Okay.
She's still alive.
Oh,
don't
man.
Get me wrong. I'm sorry. Like, she was my fiance. So it feels like it was this big part of my life. Now, I've gotten past her. I don't have feelings for her anymore, but I think kind of like tattoos, like a representative, it's like it represents part of my past. Mm-hmm. And it feels like it's just part of like the story of my life, you know?
I respect that. It's just a lot to see right at first, you know?
Yeah. It's hard though, because he can't really put that on his profile.
Right.
I have a tattoo of my, but I get it. Like, seeing it for the first time, like, you need a minute to just
Could have a picture where you see his arm and you see the tattoo, and that way it's clear, you know, and there wasn't anything like that, you know. It was kind of a big surprise right up top.
Yeah.
Right.
We have and I don't want to talk smack about it, but we have a mutual friend, like one of our dear, dear friends. He's got the worst tattoos. Why any woman would want to see him naked, I don't know.
Which guy are you talking about?
Well, you know.
We can
Sarah knows.
Wait, hold on. Is it
Yes.
Hold on.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But
you know,
we love him nonetheless. It's what's in his heart, not what's written on his skin, that really matters. So, Rachel, we're asking you here now. We hear you, understand it's an issue, but she's part of the past. Would you be willing to possibly pursue being a part of the future?
Ooh.
Would you give Paul another opportunity? Now that you know it's not going to be a shock going in, would you be willing to go out on a date, which we'll pay for?
Booker, that was
sexy.
Thank you.
We had a good time, and I mean, we hit it off right away from when we were talking, and I was disappointed by that, but I think, I mean, it makes a little more sense to hear how important she was. I mean, it's not like I really want to think about her all the time, but maybe, Paul, I mean, hopefully you can kind of
wear long sleeves.
And
let's wear long sleeves this time around.
I can wear long sleeves.
I would be down to see you again. I think I would need to kind of take a little flow and have you just clarify a little more and just maybe reassure me, because it's a big tattoo and it's very beautiful. But I understand. I get it. That's an important part of your life.
Man,
so,
look at you two.
I don't know. I could try again.
You guys both seem so just truly beautiful people. So this is great.
Yeah.
All right. Paul, sound good to you?
That sounds really awesome.
Excellent. And her name is Rachel, R-A-C-H-E. Kidding!
Don't say that through. Don't tattoo it on yourself.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!